Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. And by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It is certainly good to be back in John Thiel Gymnasium, not only for the first time in 2019, but the first time in a month for the Galesburg boys basketball team. Let's go down courtside. Public address announcer Jeff Lamb with tonight's starting lineups.
A 6 foot senior, number one, Nick Fields. A 6'4 senior, number 10, Keith Cunningham. A 6'2 senior, number 12, Justin Endoff. A 6'1 senior, number 33, Quinn Anderson. And a 6'5 junior, number 34, Jalen McCants. Your Streaks are coached by Mike Reynolds.
Thanks to public address announcer Jeff Lamb. And Jeff did some work here, Steve, over the break. Since we were last here, he did some wiring so that we are now plugged directly into the PA system because of the work that Jeff Lamb does. The guy's fantastic.
Yeah, and he's a terrific public address announcer. He really is.
So let's talk about three keys to the game as we get ready to jump this one underway.
There's more than three, but I've got to limit it. Two of them are more general, the kind of thing are intangibles. One's schematic or strategy. We've got to just clean up a lot of different things, really demand that of ourselves. We've got to guard hard that can create some turnovers and some easy baskets, and then really be aggressive from the get-go and get our confidence from that aggressiveness.
Silver Streaks win the tip. You heard the starting lineups. We'll set the limestone lineup for you on their first possession. Keith Cunningham down the lane, tries to scoop it up. It gets blocked. Jalen McCants rebounds the blocked shot and kicks it out to Justin Endoff. Steps inside the arc, gives it to Quinn Anderson. Quinn, bounce pass down low. Cunningham posting up, blocked again. This would be a blocking foul on Nathan Thornton. I'll tell you what, they get Thornton into foul trouble early. That'll really hurt Limestone's chances.
And I like, I thought we just really had a mindset there in that first possession, that first 20 seconds of offensive possession of being aggressive, and we had a little flow and we had a little zip on our step.
Cunningham to the line, free throw circles in and out. He's 67% on the season. Drew Taggart, a 5'9 sophomore. Drew Steer, a 5'10 senior. Ashton Gray, a 6'3 junior. Mike Dunn, a 6'5 senior. And Thornton, who picked up the foul, a 6'3 junior. Silver Streaks 1-0 is the lead on Keith Cunningham's 1-of-2 trip to the free throw line. Opposite free throw line, Dunn. Dribbling left, trying to shake McCants down to the low blocks. Off balance, left-handed shot up, and a foul called on Jalen. We'll see how effective Jalen is tonight and maybe even how much he plays. He missed part of the day today due to some flu symptoms. So we know he's playing not 100% tonight, and he picks up the foul here and a chance at a three-point play right off the bat for Mike Dunn for Limestone.
Good-looking athlete. He's an outstanding baseball player, 6'5", left-handed pitcher, and a good basketball player. And that was a nice, strong move to the basket there.
And a nice-looking free-throw shot as well. 3-1, Limestone early. We're just underway. Sophomores for the Streaks won tonight in a game that went continuous clock, but not until about the last minute and a half of the game. Here's Justin Endoff, misses a three from right side of the arc. Nick Fields comes down with the ball, gets tangled up on the baseline with Zach Otten, and the ball dribbles off his foot out of bounds, so the Streaks turn it over.
And a good look there. We got a good look from Justin. Get him untracked here with his three-point shot. He's getting good looks. His shot looks good. Just a matter of getting a few to fall.
Talked with Mike Reynolds about that earlier today, about Justin was a guy that the Streaks were counting on to shoot well from outside, and be help, very helpful from there. He comes into the game just 27% from three-point range. And Coach Reynolds said, a lot of that's just footwork right now. It's just getting into the right rhythm and getting squared
one and two
up the
and
right
a tempo
way.
And a flow to it.
Backing up, falling down, travel called on Thornton, trying to penetrate the lane. Got his back to the basket and slid. And that's the first turnover on the Rockets.
You know, when you talk about Justin, if there's anything I could see, is that he gets a little rushed. And when you're rushed, then everything's off a little bit, from footwork to rhythm, everything in terms of the whole connection.
Down low, McCants trying to post up. Little baby
nice
hook with the right
there.
Hand up and
back
in over Ashton Gray.
Little baby hook. Looks good there as we pound it inside.
Tied at three. Streaks trying to make a concerted effort to get to the inside on their early possessions. Just underway, not quite 2 minutes into the game, tied at three. This game being made up after the snow on Saturday postponed the game. On the right side, this is Thornton with it. Dishes it out to Dunn. Between the legs with the dribble. Working against McCants out high. Gives it off to Ashton Gray. Working down the right side of the lane. Cut off. Bounce pass on the give and go. And the layup by Zach Otten, who came
nice
into the game.
Nice execution there on that cut to the basket.
5-3 Limestone. They've made both of their shot attempts. Do have one turnover here early in the game. Two-point Limestone lead, 2.5 minutes into the game. Fields coming off a career-high 18 in the loss to Moline on Friday. Left side, Cunningham shoots an 18-footer and scores.
Good identification there. They laid off. He hit that little mid-range jump shot.
Tied at five. Cunningham coming into the game, averaging 13.5 points a game to lead the Streaks. To the left side, a drive and a shot. Good defense by Quinn Anderson to cut off that baseline. Shot came up well short. Fields with his second rebound, spins in the lane, dishes it out. Quinn wide open. Three rattles around and drops through. That's the friendly home rim that the Silver Streaks have been trying to find here recently, and they regain the lead at 8-5. Quinn had that career high against IVC down at Taylorville, scored only 1 point in the last two games prior to that three-pointer. Two tough road games for the Silver Streaks, including that big win over Morton last Tuesday. Here's an air ball by Thornton. Weak side rebound underneath by Otten. Chases the ball down into the corner. Now Thornton drives. Streaks try to draw a charge and a blocking foul instead. Called on Quinn Anderson, his first.
That's one of those situations there where we play good defense. Keith was outstanding on Thornton in the low post. He had to take a bailout shot, and then we lose our focus for a second and give up the easy offensive rebound and allow them to keep their possession alive.
Lob on the inbound just over the outstretched arms of McCants, and a dribble drive and a shot well off the mark. Nick Fields comes in with his third rebound already. Gives to Cunningham, jump stop down the lane, up and in, and Cunningham has five, and the Streaks lead by five.
Again, a very aggressive offensive possession there.
10-5 Silver Streaks, halfway, not quite halfway through quarter number one. This is Drew Steer with it. Entry pass intended for Dunn, batted out of bounds by McCants. Here comes Eric Price into the game. Mitchell Sampson will get his first action of the night as well. Endoff sits down. Quinn Anderson gets a breather. 4:09 to go, first quarter, 10-5 Galesburg. We told you the sophomores won, didn't give you the score. It was 79-46. Lob on the inbound to Dunn out high. To the right side, Thornton fakes the three, steps left, now launches it and hits it.
And he can go inside and outside. An outstanding offensive player.
First points of the game for Nathan Thornton, just a junior. Two-point Galesburg lead at 10-8.
And they went to a 2-3 zone here.
Price up top, right side Sampson. Bounces it into the far corner, McCants. Skip pass over the top, left side Price. Squares, line drive three off the front rim. And Cunningham fouls over the back of Ashton Gray, coming down with a rebound. Had Keith just reached over and tried to flick at it, he might have gotten away with it, but he stuck with it and then got tangled up with Otten with it.
And he may have pushed rebound off early. Streaks in a 1-2-2 full court press here.
Silver Streaks with a 2-point lead. Here's a three at the other end, and that one's good by Drew Steer. And Limestone regains the lead at 11-10.
When they beat the press, then we've got to scramble around and be back into our man or zone. In that situation, try to be back in a man and find the shooter, and we did.
Streaks got a 5-point lead. Limestone scored the last six to regain the lead. Here's Price dribbling down to the baseline, skips it back out. Mitchell up top, shoots a three. Sampson drains it with a nice answer on this end.
And finding the open man there.
13-11, Galesburg by two. Little three-quarter court token press picked up by the Silver Streaks. Limestone breaks it, gets it into the front court. Up top, the dribble by Thornton. Hesitation drive down the right side. Passes it away to Gray. Dribbles down the lane. Gets blocked. Rebound picked up by Cunningham. Keith drives. Gives to Fields. Nice give and go in transition on the layup. First basket for Fields. Streaks back on top. 15-11. Dribble other way. Limestone turns it over. Just enough pressure by the Silver Streaks. It rattled Limestone. Got him moving a little too quickly. They couldn't control it. That's the second Rockets turnover. Streaks trying to add to a four-point lead here.
And that's controlling tempo there. Getting them playing too fast. We get a turnover after we scored off of a turnover.
Fields will bring it up court. Sampson with it on the outside. Dribbling at the volleyball line. Trying to find it on the inside. Skips it far side over to Eric Price. Eric dribbles. Back up top, Sampson. Now down below us, Nick Fields. Skip pass into the lane. Jalen McCants trying the up and under. Now shoots it up. Banks it off. Missed it. Put back. Rolls off. Jalen a third time gets it to go through. That's one thing about Jalen. The kid sticks to it down low, and the Streaks now lead by six. At the other end, they get McCants to bite, dish out to the free throw line. Shot well short by Steer. Rebound picked up by Eric Price on the run into the front court. Now Fields with it. 17-11 Streaks, under 2 minutes to go first quarter. Cunningham on the right wing. Swings the ball down low. Squares for three. Off the mark. Rebound. Steer runs right into Eric Price, trying to get into transition. Now Limestone will walk it across the midcourt. On the right side, Alex Rupp into the game, a 5'4 senior. With a right wrist heavily taped. Thornton, entry pass done. Trying to go left. Gets it up with a little baby hook over Jalen McCants. And then fouls Keith Cunningham coming down with a rebound.
Jalen got away with one there. He got buried with a Dunn inside. And Mike just missed the shot there. But that's one of those things that we don't want to get Jalen buried inside. And he's going to foul there or give up an easy basket. And we got bailed out by the missed shot.
So Price will bring it across midcourt for the Silver Streaks. Backing up, he and Fields back and forth along the volleyball line with a passing game. Still back and forth with a minute 10 to go in the opening quarter. 17-11 is the Galesburg early lead. Price drives, kicks it over. Riley Milan bumped on the wing, gets it out to Mitchell Sampson. Cunningham with it now, low blocks. Backing his way in on a post-up move. Baby hook airballed it with a right hand. Rebound Mike Dunn for Limestone. Keith might be the go-to guy out there with the personnel on the floor right now. Gets a rebound at the other end on another miss from the outside by Dunn. Cunningham's picked up three rebounds into the front court. Price right back to Keith down the lane. Goes left, kicks it out. Price squares for three. That one's off the back iron. Rebound Cunningham right back to Price. Jump stop, leans in, got blocked. Loose ball on the run. Rupp with the rebound. Now pulls it up in the backcourt. Dribble drive left side. Thornton switches to the right hand. Misses the shot. Tip up. That won't go for Dunn. Off the hands of Thornton. Knocked out of bounds by the Silver Streaks. We got a foul called on Galesburg. Limestone will keep a little reach in on the arm. Will be on Cunningham, and that's two on Keith.
And that's a tough one to get there with 16 seconds to go in the first quarter. Yeah. Battling for the ball. And just a tough break there for Keith. And he'll go to the bench and Jalen McCants will replace him here in this last defensive possession.
Four team fouls on the Silver Streaks. Two for Limestone here. 16 seconds to go. Opening quarter. 17-11 is the Galesburg lead. Dunn goes baseline. He gets tangled up with Mitchell Sampson, and Dunn gets called for the offensive foul as he stuck the arm out there,
hooked
the
him.
Right arm. Yep, and then he got tangled up with Mitchell. And that's the first foul of the game on Mike Dunn. Third against Limestone, and the third Rockets turnover. Sorry, that's the second foul on Dunn. So two on Dunn, one on Thornton. And those are their two big guys offensively. Endoff will bring it across midcourt with 10 seconds to go.
Two shooters in.
Price, entry pass. Oh, McCants was cutting to the basket, coming in from the right side, and he couldn't handle the pass, and he lost it out of bounds.
Good two-man play there. Good find by Eric.
It's a surefire basket.
Off of Jalen's hands.
If he hangs on to it.
Lost that ball out of bounds.
Three and a half seconds to go. Here. Now Limestone can't handle the inbound. Price with a steal. Reverse layup at the buzzer.
Rewarded for his hustle there. Gets the steal and scores at the buzzer.
Alex Rupp just lost concentration. He juggled the inbounds pass. Price jumped on it and went up for the reverse layup along the baseline, controlling the ball just enough to get off the shot. 19-11 after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
One quarter gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Silver Streaks with an early 19-11 lead. And we'll get a little bit of assessment here from Steve Cheeseman in a moment. Limestone with the ball to start off the second quarter. It's Thornton Taggart back into the game. Lane Lunsford has come in for his first action for the Rockets. Ashton Gray has it now on the outside. Mike Dunn is on the bench with two fouls, so that should be a benefit for the Silver Streaks. And Alex Rupp has the dribble right now up top. Covered up by Price. Now coming out for a Taggart on the left side. We'll set the Streaks first personnel here in a moment. 8-point Galesburg lead, 30 seconds into the second quarter. Lob down low. Thornton controls, settles himself, puts it up and in from the low blocks.
Nice solid move inside there. He got himself, as you say, settled in there. Good jump stop and powered it up and in.
Price, McCants, Milan, Sampson, and Endoff for the Silver Streaks. Really no personnel changes at the quarter break. Endoff misses badly from outside the top of the arc. Nathan Thornton with the rebound. And the Silver Streaks with a 6-point lead, 1 minute into the second quarter. Rupp out high near the midcourt circle, just left of the midcourt circle. Back at John Thiel Gym, first time in a month for a Silver Streaks boys basketball game. Now the rest of the way, there will be a bunch of these. Streaks do go to Quincy Friday night, weather permitting. But not many road games left. A lot of home games remaining for the final month and a half of the season for the Silver Streaks. On the left side, Drew Taggart, front of the Galesburg bench, pops it up top to Ashton Gray between the circles, dribbles right side, guarded by Riley Milan. Steps inside the arc, picks up his dribble, needs help getting it away, tries to go back door to Rupp down low, got double team, kicks it left side, baseline jumper up and in for Taggart.
And that backdoor play created that.
Two really good half-court possessions for Limestone, running some clock and finding some open shots. Riley Milan, left corner, answers for three.
Good stroke there by Riley, and again, him being able to hit a shot coming off the bench, especially three, is going to be an added tool to our arsenal.
Nice little assist by Jalen McCants, who drew a little bit of the defense out to him on the wing, popped it over to Milan, who had the open look. Bounce pass into Thornton. Trying to post up on Jalen. Goes up with the right hand. Quick little flip shot in the lane up and in. He's got seven, and it's 22-17. Galesburg by five.
And they're three for three from the field. And as you said, Brad, really three outstanding offensive possessions.
Price into the midcourt. Up top, Riley squares. Milan turns, shoots, misses. Rebound in and out. Off the hands of Endoff. Out to Mitchell Sampson. Sampson cut off in the baseline. Kicks it out. Endoff another three. Rolls off the rim. Weak side rebound by Nathan Thornton. Streaks got a couple looks at it. Couldn't come down with either one of them. Limestone could get within three, maybe two here with 5:10 to go here in the first half. The lead is down to five, 22-17. Lost his man out high. Dribble drive inside the free throw line. Taggart shot goes off the back iron. Rebound Jalen McCants, who's got three. Now Jalen will shoot the three from the wing. Missed it, and the Streaks have become a jump shooting team here early in the second quarter. Jumper by Thornton at the other end. In and out from 17 feet. Price hangs on the baseline and has to flip it behind him. And as he's falling out of bounds, Mike Reynolds calls a timeout.
And a good timeout there. I thought we became very haphazard on the offensive end. getting off quick shots, not a lot of ball movement, not a lot of good shot selection, which was just the very opposite of what I thought we had in the first period, where we had great shot selection. We played with a purpose. We had good rhythm, good flow. We shared the ball, and then we went the exact opposite here. And I think that that goes back to a point we've made all year, and we certainly had as one of our keys almost every game, is this consistency thing. We ride that wave, and we go in and out and up and down and really struggle sometimes to be consistent. And lots of that is from decision-making, and I think that's indicative there of those last two or three possessions where we're just we're not using good judgment in terms of good shot selection, quick shots, not sharing the ball, out of rhythm. We've got to make sure that we're aware of that, and I know that's what Coach is reminding them right now, and it continues to be a work in progress.
I have
said that.
Well, every shot we've taken this quarter has been a three-point shot, right?
Yes.
There's really been little to no attempt to get it in the inside and just launch it.
And they've done a really good job in their offensive possessions and got good shots out of it and made three out of their five and got right back closer into the game here.
So look at the personnel change here now. Quinn Anderson, Nick Fields back into the game, and you get Cunningham back into the game despite the two fouls. That says to me we're getting it back inside the next opportunity
and we've got steady influence in Quinn and Quinn and Nick.
Are we going to foul on Thornton, or are we going to get a foul on McCants here on the inbound? It's a soft pass, and Jalen didn't come to it aggressively enough. Thornton came in from the backside, nearly stole it away, and I think the streaks are fortunate that the officials called a foul
on Thornton.
Here's Nick down the right side of the lane on the give and go from Cunningham. Missed it, couldn't hit the runner, and the rebound underneath by Lunsford for Limestone. So the streaks that time do attack the basket, but Fields couldn't finish it off. Under 4.5 minutes to go for the half. Limestone with the ball down 5. Rockets just 4-13 coming into this game. They've played tough teams tough, like the Silver Streaks before a win over Morton a week ago. Haven't really found that signature win yet.
They're well coached. They're very fundamentally sound. They lack a little bit of the physical tools and skills that are necessary, but you can see that they're a very dangerous ball club.
There's a jumper from the high post. Taggart squares up, knocks it down. Again, lots of movement. And they find the open man, and Limestone was within 3.
They've spread the floor a little bit. We're not getting a lot of pressure on the ball to make them uncomfortable right now as well.
Cunningham on the left elbow. Dribbles right to the top of the arc. Streaks. Only points in this quarter. A three-pointer by Riley Myler. Up top, Cunningham. Right side, Quinn Anderson. Entry pass. Jalen backing his way in. Forces it up, missed it, and then gets his own offensive rebound put back. He's got 4 rebounds in the game, 6 points, 24-19 streaks. Limestone breaks the Galesburg press. Right side, Ashton Gray. Bounces it up top. Taggart, now right side, pulling it back out. Josh Gardner, a 6-foot sophomore, into the game. And talking about Limestone, that's another point I was going to make. They don't have a lot of seniors on this team, so there's a lot of work ahead for Eddie Matthews, but you had the conversation with him as he calls timeout here with 3:10 to go in the first half. You get the feeling that he's very optimistic about what's ahead for this team, and again, with not much senior, leadership, but just not a lot of senior experience on this team. He's rotating a lot of sophomores and juniors into this game who... there's a lot of upside here for them.
Yeah, he likes his ball club. And as I say in our conversation, you could certainly tell that there's good chemistry. Kids are coachable. They're eager to learn. And as he said, they just need a bounce or two and a break to go their way, and that will give them added confidence. I think that they're looking around for that other shoe to drop sometimes in some of these tight games, and that's a tough way to go to be successful and get over the hump to win those games. But they've done a lot of good things here. They're executing well. They're making good decisions. And, again, they're right in the game because of that.
24-19 is the Galesburg lead. Limestone coming out of a 30-second timeout. Josh Gardner. Drew Taggart out high. Low pass. Kicked out of bounds by McCants into the student section behind the Galesburg bench. Number of Silver Streaks girls basketball players hanging out over there.
Good decision here by Coach Reynolds out of the timeout to give them a different look. They've been comfortable on the offensive end. We're in our 1-3-1 right now.
On the right side, Josh Gardner. Quinn went for a steal, almost had it at half court. Limestone hangs on to it. Taggart gets it left side. Skip pass now right side over to Gardner. Back up top to Taggart. Dribbles down the lane. Cut off there. Baseline, skipping it back out. Taggart passed up the 3, and now he'll pull it back out. That might have been the open look they were looking for. Now from the left side, firing off the wing, missing it, is Zach Otten. And the rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Eric Price. Limestone hangs on to it.
Yeah, he got underneath a little too far, and the long shot, long rebound got over his head and got his hand on it, couldn't secure it. Limestone ball underneath their basket.
Taggart out high on the inbound to Gardner. Dribbles left side toward the Galesburg bench, bounces it under the wing. Taggart passes it up, drives baseline, leaves it off into the lane through the hands of Gray, stolen away by the Silver Streaks. Quinn Anderson now has it poked away from behind, and a reach foul called on Taggart. His first, fifth foul on Limestone. Neither team close to the bonus yet with 2:23 to go in the first half. 24-19, the Streaks lead. They've led by as many as eight in this half, trying to add to a five-point lead here with Fields on the dribble across midcourt. Cunningham and McCants setting picks out high. Fields dribbles around one, but pops it back out to Cunningham. Driving in the lane, spin move, gets blocked for the third time, gets his own rebound, and gets it out to Quinn Anderson for another opportunity. Fields moving right to left along the half-court line, reverses directions right. Now back down, low. Eric, pump fake, up, shot rolls off, but Eric got fouled. He'll shoot two free throws.
And I like to see Eric when he's inside in the low post with his back to the basket. He can use his size. He's usually going to be in a man-to-man guarded by a smaller player, and he's got a nice little arsenal of moves there in the low post.
Andrew Martini into the game, picking up his first foul. Price misses the free throw. Still a five-point Galesburg lead. Price, 2 points on the night. Played a lot in the Moline game. Had a lot of minutes. Second free throw goes through. Especially when Mitchell Sampson got into foul trouble early in the third quarter in that game. Six-point Galesburg lead here. Quick three in and out. Rebound batted around. And Cunningham controls for the Silver Streaks. Chance to add to a six-point lead. McCants down low, gets his own offensive rebound, put back.
He's such a quick jumper.
Yep.
And he's able to you know, hit the offensive glass and get that stick back by being the first to the ball after a miss.
Doesn't quite have the offensive finesse to knock down the first shot consistently, but his follow-up, his rebound jump step is as quick as anybody in order to get that tip back up and in that he does so well.
And rebounders, offensive rebounders, have to have instinct for the ball, know where to be, and he does that well. And as you say, he's got a first quick step, and again, he's the first one to the ball.
So, Streaks match their biggest lead here at 27-19 with a minute 11 to go. Mike Reynolds gets Keith Cunningham back to the bench before he picks up his third foul, and into the game, Sampson. On the inbound, a three to the outside by Josh Gardner, who knocks it down. Well, he was just standing out there waiting for somebody to inbound it, and they found him.
We lost our men there in terms of what to match up with out of the zone on the inbounds play.
Fields to the right wing. Price pops out top for it. Now Anderson between the circles. Quinn dribbles left down the lane, found an opening, poked away, out of bounds, and last touch by Anderson. Limestone reached in, knocked it loose, and it went off of Quinn out of bounds. I think that is the Streaks' first turnover.
First turnover, and they just Limestone just committed their first turnover within the last minute, too. So pretty cleanly played second quarter.
Down to 45 seconds to go. Five-point Galesburg lead. Limestone with the ball. To the outside, Josh Gardner.
They're going to be just fine with playing for one shot here.
And now Price kicks the ball out of bounds. Tried a little bounce pass on the far sideline intended for Otten. Eric just stuck the leg out, kicked it out. Now in the inbound into the backcourt, down to 26 seconds to go. Limestone down five. Right wing, Gardner, who just hit a three a moment ago. Gives it to Taggart, who squared for three but passed it up. Think he saw the clock in front of him. They wind it down to 14 seconds to go. Skip pass right side over to Gardner. Looking it over. Goes back door. Through the arms of a Limestone teammate down low. McCants with a steal. 5 seconds to go. Jalen passes it off the hands of a Limestone player. It was intended for Quinn Anderson. But filling the lane, Andrew Martini knocked it loose. And the Streaks will inbound with 2.6 seconds to go underneath their own basket.
And end off and miling in the ball game for potential three-point shots out of this quick first pass with 2.6 to go here.
Along with Price and McCants, Quinn Anderson to pull the trigger on the baseline, gets it over to Endoff on the wing, leaves it back to Milan, shoots the three, line drive off the front of the rim. Streaks come up empty at the end of the half. 27-22 is a five-point Galesburg lead going to the locker room. Take a timeout, come back, look at the first half statistics, talk things over with the coaching staff as well. 27-22 Silver Streaks. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Let's see what these crazy Americans are up to. Why would anybody put on a button just to make money?
The white WGIO button is huge. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. You can win money just by wearing one and being spotted. Not fake news.
Being spotted, eh? Vlad never gets spotted.
Visit one of our sponsors to pick up a free white WGIL button. If one of our button spotters sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash on the spot. Pick up the white WGIL button today at Alfano's Pizza on East Main in Knoxville. How Overhead Doors Incorporated at their new location on Grand Avenue in Galesburg. And at Galesburg Toyota on North Seminary Street. Find our full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Mid-State Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Mid-State, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium, 27-22 is the Silver Streaks lead over the Limestone Rockets. Pretty fairly played game, I think, on both sides, Steve. I was just commenting off air, and it sounded like you agreed. I think Limestone may be feeling a little more fortunate than the Silver Streaks here. I kind of feel like Galesburg missed an opportunity with Mike Dunn being on the bench with those two fouls and really didn't add to the lead there in the second quarter. So ahead by five, but I feel like they're probably happier with that than we are right now.
Absolutely. I mean, I thought we let them off the hook a little bit there. We scored 19 points in the first period, and I thought we really moved the ball. We played with a purpose. We had great rhythm to the offense, great shot selection. Everybody was involved on the same page. And in the second period, it was just the opposite. Quick shots, lots of three balls with no rhythm, a lot of standing around. There wasn't a lot of rhythm. It was very disjointed, just the exact opposite. And again, give credit to, and then down on the offensive end, Limestone really did a good job of executing their offense. They were very patient. They ran their offense through to get a good shot, and they knocked down the shot when they had the opportunity to. They were 5 out of 9 that period, and they're right in the ballgame.
Let's give you the rest of these statistics at halftime, brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. You gave the Limestone shooting numbers in the quarter. How about for the half?
Limestone in the half, because they were 4 for 13 in the first period. They ended up 9 for 22 for the half, but improved shooting there in the second period, 5 for 9, and they hit their first three shots. That was 40%. With a three ball, they were 50% for the half, 3 for 6. We, on the other hand, were 11 out of 29 and only 3 for 12 that period for 37%, and 3 out of 12 with a three ball for 25%. Rebounding, we almost doubled them up. We had 18 rebounds, a number of rebounds on the offensive glass. Jalen was outstanding there. 18-10 there, and turnover-wise, we took care of the basketball very, very well. Only made three turnovers. They made six, including four of them in the first period. So, for the most part, a very clean half of basketball. Mm-hmm. We just got in our own road with some offensive execution there in the second period.
Free throw shooting, not really a factor in this game at this point. The Rockets made their only free throw attempt. Silver Streaks were 2 out of 4. 27-22 is the Galesburg lead at the half. When we come back, individual scoring, and we'll talk things over with the coaching staff when they come back out of the locker room as well. Streaks by five over Limestone. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way, and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, where auto insurance rates are changing. Keep your family covered for the best value and quality around. The winter weather advisory is in effect from 9 p.m. tonight until 9 a.m. tomorrow for Knox and Stark counties, and is also in effect from till now until 9 a.m. for Henry and Mercer counties. Cloudy for tonight, patchy freezing rain possible through the overnight hours and a low of 25. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 27 degrees.
Be sure you have a white WGIL button pinned to your light jacket as well as your heavy winter coat, so that no matter the weather, you have a chance to win cash. Button locations listed at WGIL.com.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. James Noble, our broadcast engineer, as the Silver Streaks lead over the Limestone Rockets here in this non-conference makeup game, 27-22. Individual scoring in the first half. Thornton led the way for Limestone with seven. Drew Tigard had four for the Rockets. Drew Steer, Mike Dunn, and Josh Gardner each had three. Zach Otten, two for the Rockets, seeking their fifth win of the season. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants led Galesburg in scoring with eight in the first half. Keith Cunningham had five. He was the leading rebounder for the Streaks with six. McCants had five boards. Then a lot of low-scoring balance in this game. Mitchell Sampson, Riley Milan, Eric Price, and Quinn Anderson all had three. Nick Fields had two. Justin Endoff did not score. So lots of players have scored, but nobody's really putting up any big numbers in this game so far. 27-22 is the Silver Streaks' lead. They come in averaging just under 62 points a game. So at this point, anyway, the tempo favoring the Rockets a little bit. I've got to believe that the Silver Streaks might want to try to pick that up and turn things around here in the second half. Galesburg boys, again, weather permitting. Right now, the weather forecast doesn't look all that great for Friday night, so we'll see what happens. A lot could change in the next 3.5 days before the Streaks have to hit the road for their longest conference road trip of the season. But the game at Quincy Friday night, we'll have that one here on WGIL, 7:06 for the pregame and a 7:30 tip-off. Sophomore game at 6 o'clock. Hope you can be with us. And then the Martin Luther King tournament gets underway with a couple of games on Saturday. We'll have one of those on the laser as the Streaks girls are playing in the Downstate Classic with two games of their own. And then the Galesburg boys a week from tonight, two more games in the King tournament. Coaching staff out. Streaks leading by five, 27-22. Let's get ready to head down to the sideline. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Steve Cheeseman is with assistant coach Ryan Hart.
Back here at Thiel Gymnasium, halftime. Streaks ahead, 27-22 over Limestone. Coach, a tale of almost two quarters. We did a lot of good things the first quarter, struggled in the second quarter. What do we do here as we go forward?
Well, I think they only scored 11 each quarter. So, I mean, the defense was about as consistent as it could be the first two quarters. It was in different stretches.
I'm talking more offense.
Well, offensively, we got to get some shots to fall. We got to move the ball a little bit better. And when we get open looks, we got to make sure we make them.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, as always, to the coaching staff for joining us at the halftime break here, even if they can do it for only just a comment or two. 27-22 is the Galesburg lead. Teams back out onto the court to start the third quarter. And for the Silver Streaks, it'll be the five who started the game. Galesburg will have the ball to begin the third quarter here. Fields, Anderson on the inbound, gives it right back to Fields. Down low. Cunningham, McCants, and Endoff for the Silver Streaks. McCants comes out high for the pass. Quinn has it now in front of the Galesburg bench. Anderson dribbles right, down the right side of the lane, pulls up, got his shot blocked, and the rebound underneath by Mike Dunn back into the game after sitting much of the second quarter with two personal fouls. Has it now, shoots the three right of the wing, but that one's off the mark. Rebound battled for, and Taggart controls for Limestone and skips it back out. So big offensive rebound for Limestone, a drive down the lane. Thornton's shot won't go, tipped up and in by Dunn. They got three shots at it on the first possession of the second half, and that cuts the Galesburg deficit to three now at 27-24. So the streaks missed on their end, and Limestone takes advantage on their end, more aggressive around the basket. Endoff, left wing, squares.
Good look that time. His footwork was good, his stroke, release, all very good that time.
Gets the lead back up to six just like that at 30-24. Bringing it into the front court, Taggart along with Dunn, Gray. Far side of the court are Steer and Thornton. At the free throw line, Taggart kicks it out. Gray has it now to the free throw line. Steer with it. Steer didn't play a whole lot in that first half, even though he started the game. Up top, this is Taggart with it. Tried to shake Endoff. Bounces it to the left side. Gray picked up by Anderson. Streaks start off in a man defense here to begin the third quarter. And Limestone continues to run clock, passing the ball around, trying to find the open man. They did that much better in the second quarter than they did in the first. Here's a drive by Dunn. Little stutter step backward. And the officials are going to say he got pushed. So that'll be a foul against the Silver Streaks. First on Galesburg here in the third quarter, going against Endoff, his first.
Nice little move there by Mike in the low post. And again, as you said, both him and Thornton with some foul issues in the first half. Limestone feels very fortunate to be down by only five as we went to the break.
Dunn has five in the game. Misses the first free throw. Watch the rotation on that ball. It comes off. That one was better than the last one. His three-pointer he shot a moment ago just had an odd rotation to it.
Sometimes your fingers, when you don't get them going full, then it'll come off with a little spin, sideways spin. And that's not what you want.
No. Five-point Galesburg lead. 6:10 to go, third quarter. Streaks trying to open this game up. Endoff gets another open look from the outside. Falls backward, trying to draw the late foul, but it doesn't go either way. Steer rebounds the miss. Limestone with the ball down five, under six to go, third quarter. Steer on the dribble, trying to work around a Thornton screen, keeps it on the outside to Gray. Ashton Gray, 6'3 junior, leaves it off near half court for Steer. Trying to work around a screen. Fields was trying to fight through it. Limestone still with it on the perimeter. Now, a screen set down the left side of the lane, but Dunn couldn't finish off the runner down the lane. Jalen McCants with a rebound. Quinn pulls up right side, and he overthrows the 17-footer, but the rebound pops out to Fields. Now to McCants, who misses a three-pointer. And Mike Dunn with his fourth rebound to lead Limestone. Dribbles it into the front court. No looks at left side, over to Ashton Gray. Up top to Thornton. Can't find an opening around Cunningham in the lane, so he pulls it back out.
And they're going to reset here. They're very, very deliberate offensively, at least right now, and they've been successful by running lots of clock, lots of ball movement.
I can see how this team frustrated Moline over the Pekin tournament. Here's a shot in and out by Thornton. That did everything but go down. Jalen McCants with his seventh rebound. To the left side, Keith Cunningham. On the elbow. Hesitation dribble. Down the lane, up with the right hand, and he overthrows the basket, but the ball comes back to him, and he puts it up and in
with right
the right
with
hand.
Stayed right with it there.
Johnny on the spot. Limestone couldn't control the rebound, and it just sort of magnetized itself back to Keith, open in the lane, and the Streaks call a 30-second timeout as they quietly build the lead back up to seven.
And
here,
we needed a basket there after a couple of empty possessions there, and Keith battled it, and that's one thing about Keith. He finishes plays. He doesn't give up on a play, and there it rewarded him for doing so.
Feel like Limestone's done a lot right here. I still feel fortunate that the Streaks are up seven in this game.
Yeah, and you can see that they just lack experience. They lack a little bit of skill and physicality, but they're doing everything right fundamentally and execution-wise. And again, we just can't get any type of extended lead here and get some separation from them. And again, we're going to come out of the timeout here in a full court 1-2-2. Trap press, see if we can turn them over and get some easy baskets here.
This is where the Streaks can really speed up the game if they can execute this defensively. Limestone backing away from the trap. Taggart still with it. Now he bounces it into the front court to Dunn at the top of the arc. Now the lane is open. Goes down the lane. Circles it up with the left hand. Banks it in. And a foul called on Eric Price. And somebody on the floor banged the basketball hard off the court. And that's the kind of thing that an official won't hesitate to call a technical foul. I think the Streaks were lucky that either they didn't see that or they let it go.
In the press breaker, Dunn is outstanding. That time he had the little side spin on. He's outstanding, and he'll make good decisions. He won't hurry. Saw an opening there and got to the rim.
32-27. He doesn't finish off the three-point play, as Steve indicated. Entry pass intended for Cunningham. Dunn steals it away. Outlets into the front court. Thornton tries to
call for
a head and shoulder fake, and Eric didn't bite, and Thornton ended up traveling with it. That's the seventh limestone turnover, just their first of the second half.
And good job by Eric in that he didn't bite and go up in the air, and I think that when he didn't, it caused the turnover, and Thornton shuffled his feet there.
See the freshman basketball team back in the house. I think they had a game at the field house tonight, if I'm not mistaken. And now Eric travels at the other end. He tried a jump stop in the lane, but he got covered up, and then there was a little extra hop at the end. So that's the fifth turnover on the Streaks, their second of the quarter. Under four to go here in quarter number three, 32-27. Streaks lead by five. Sophomores won tonight by 33. Dunn up top, and nice telegraphed pass anticipated by Cunningham, and he doesn't finish off the driving layup from the left side. Just went in too hard. I don't know if he anticipated getting fouled. Limestone rebounds. Taggart drives other end. Shot rolls off the rim. Nick Fields with a rebound. Back come the Streaks. Price fires it down low. Good catch by Cunningham and puts it up and in.
Yeah, great hands there by Cunningham. That ball had some juice on it.
Did.
Good find by Eric. And nice play there to finish by Keith Cunningham.
Back to a seven-point Galesburg lead. Kind of like the Streaks just couldn't get within nine of Moline the other night, except for briefly in the third quarter. Limestone's got to feel like they can't break that 7- and 5-point barrier here tonight. Let's see if the Streaks can continue to make that happen. Limestone with the ball up top, done. Right side it goes over to Gray. Now up top from a low screen, Taggart, hesitation drive, takes it right at Justin Endoff. We're going to have a foul on the floor against Justin. That's a good read by Limestone attacking the basket
there.
They
make good decisions there. They know when to, when they see an opening, they know when to hit the open shot. They'll use their pass fake. Good hesitation there to make that identification and recognition and get to the rim.
Second foul on Justin Endoff. To the free throw line, Drew Taggart. 4 points on the night. Nothing in the second half so far. This is Limestone's fifth free throw attempt as a team tonight. They're 2 out of 4 from the line. Silver Streaks also 2 out of 4. Free throws haven't played much of a factor in this story here so far with 2:50 to go in the third quarter, and Taggart knocks down the first.
And, Brad, I'm impressed with their ability to play under control. Again, they just lack, as I say, some skills and physical talent, but everything else is there, and as those things come along and as they continue to grow with these young players, they're going to be vastly improved.
Taggart knocks down both. He's just a sophomore. Steve talks about the young players. He's one of them. Cunningham gets a breather. Now Thornton knocks down the backcourt pass out of bounds. Fields will inbound down below us. Sampson in to replace Cunningham. That's the only substitution for the Streaks here in the third quarter.
After the made free throw there, they went into a 1-2-2 full court press.
Here's Eric nice with a drive and a little jump stop through the lane. He finished it off to the left side of the basket and put it in with the left hand. He's got five. Back to a 7-point lead. 36-29. Under 2.5 to go, third quarter. Taggart on the right side working against Endoff. Up top, a little hesitation dribble by Dunn. Now he shakes Price on the weak side, goes underneath the basket, hits the bottom of the rim. Good defense coming over by McCants. Finding McCants at the other end is Price with a pass up from half court. And Jalen got fouled driving in from the left side.
And we probably were fortunate down here in that looked like Dunn was fouled on that layup, but no call there. And this game has been very consistently officiated, so there's no beef in that way.
Now foul on Thornton at the other end, but because the foul's 15 feet away from the basket, no free throws for Jalen McCants. That's only the first foul on really either team here with just over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Streaks trying to build on a 7-point lead.
Limestone back to a 2-3.
Sampson on the wing, skips it left side over to Price. Eric dribbling up top to Fields. Dribbles around his man, gets around Taggart, scoops it back out to Sampson. Right side it goes to Endoff. Dribbles around his man, down the lane, tries to leave it off for Endoff, or to McCants. It goes right back to Justin. He can't hit the shot under the basket, and then fouls over the back going for the offensive rebound. And a tough night for Justin. He is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1 for 6 out of the on the field on the from the field on the night, and he just picked up his third foul.
And you know, one thing about Justin is he continues to work hard. He tries to contribute in all ways. He doesn't get down on himself with that. And I know the competitor he is from coaching him. He will give it his all and continue to work no matter what the situation. And he's doing that here again tonight.
Speaks' biggest lead is 8 on the night. They had a chance to increase it there. Now Taggart shoots from the free throw line. I think he either got blocked or got hit on the arm. The ball goes out of bounds. Must have been a clean block. The officials at least didn't call a foul on the Silver Streaks. And Gelsberg gets it on the dead ball rebound. With a minute 29 to go, third quarter, trying to add to a 7-point lead. Fields out, Cunningham back in.
And Eddie Matthews was calling for a foul there, and it looked like something got his arm. That ball wouldn't have been that short.
Riley Milan back in for the Streaks as well, joining Sampson, McCants, and Price. Eric with it now. Open three, top of the arc, hits it.
Good ball movement, good rhythm side to side there, and knocked down that three out of that.
First time the Streaks have had a double-digit lead tonight at 39-29. Price with 5 in the quarter, 8 for the game. On the far sideline, Gray pulls it back up top. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Streaks lead 39-29. Around a screen, Dunn drives, gets it to the inside.
Nice move with his right hand there, his offhand there to score that.
And he's got 7 in the quarter and double digits with 10. Right side 3, Milan with a quick one from the wing. Missed it. A battle for the rebound. Loose ball picked up off the floor by Dunn. 39-31, a drive. Taggart off balance, misses from the left side of the lane. Cunningham comes out with his 9th rebound. Leads a break to the other end. Strong to the basket in from the left side and a foul on the floor. That'll be the second of the game on Limestone, and I don't think
that's not going to be a shooting
throw. Nope. Second of the game on Drew Taggart. I'm sorry. Or was that on Gardner? I thought I heard Jeff Lamb say Taggart, but the scoreboard said Gardner. So his first. Mitchell will inbound from the baseline out high to Riley Milan. Reverses right back to Price on the wing. Eric's covered up, so he's trying to get it back to the outside. Steps through the lane, shoots from the high post, and scores. Eric's got 7 in the quarter, 10 for the game, and making a play for crunch time player of the game here with a really solid third quarter.
And extended our lead out of it.
Back up to 10 with 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Dribble up top by Otten. Leaves it off for Gardner. Stops at the free throw line. Bounces it out to Lunsford.
Under 10.
Just off the elbow. Inside the top of the arc. Picks up his dribble. Covered by Sampson. 4.5 seconds to go. Dunn on the outside. A little bump by McCants. Leans in on the lane. Puts it up and in with a right hand off the glass.
Nice, nice move there.
Good patience with it to get that shot off, too, and not rush it too much. So, 8-point Gelsberg lead after 3, 41-33. This is Gelsberg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Gelsberg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
It's true. I do some of my best car shopping in the middle of the night. Put on my flannel jammies, grab a cup of cocoa, and start weighing my options. To clarify, I'm talking about GelsbergToyota.com. It's a great 24/7 resource to see everything we have on our lot. So when the sun comes up, you know exactly what you want to come test drive. And our market-based pricing makes our car buying experience as straightforward as possible. The price of each pre-owned vehicle is listed right on the website and right in the window. Haggle free. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3 quarters gone from John Field Gymnasium in a makeup game from the bad weather that postponed Saturday night's battle with these Limestone Rockets, and the Silver Streaks lead by 8 after 3, 41-33. Limestone got a basket by Mike Dunn to finish off the third quarter. And now with the ball to start quarter number 4. Dunn has it now. He had 9 of their 11 in the third quarter. After sitting much of the second quarter earlier with foul trouble and a bad pass by Gardner, thrown behind Dunn on the far sideline, that's only the second turnover of the second half for the Rockets.
And that's their first really unforced turnover there, where they made a mistake in execution. They've been very, very clean there.
41-33, Streaks with the ball. Price brings it across midcourt with Cunningham, McCants, Sampson, and Milan staying on the floor to begin the fourth quarter. Riley has it now into the midcourt circle. Right side, Price squares up for another three on the elbow. In and out. Rebound tipped up and in by Cunningham. What a job hanging in the air and getting it up and in with the right hand from just underneath the basket.
Great job by Keith there.
He's got a double-double now. That was his 10th rebound to go along with 11 points on the night. Played not quite a minute here in the fourth quarter. Knifing through the defense, juggling the ball. Lunsford picks it back up, now does turn it over. Stolen away by Riley Milan. Into the front court, Sampson on the right wing. Looking inside, keeps it outside. Price fakes the three, passes it left side to Milan. Now back to Eric up top. Eric backs up, good decision there. Was glad he didn't just launch it. Still with the ball, dribbling left side, gets it over to McCants on the wing. Jalen trying to find an opening. Goes right, goes left, down to the low blocks. And blocked away by Dunn. Loose ball picked up by Gardner.
Good defense by Dunn there, because Jalen made a nice move, and Dunn did not bite on it and partially blocked a shot.
Jalen scoreless in the second half. 8 for the game. Left corner three on the way. Limestone won't go down. Ball knocked away from Keith Cunningham. Oh, they're going to say off Cunningham out of bounds. After Gray put up the quick three, Keith had good position down low to come up with a rebound, but Limestone battled for it. And they'll get a chance to hang on to it here. Fields back into the game, replacing Milan. 43-33, Galesburg, 6:24 to play. On the inbound right of the backboard, Zach Otten. Bounce pass on the nice feed to Thornton, cutting in from the right side. Nobody found him. That's his first
execution there, and those are things that drive a coach wild on an inbounds play, and they score that easy.
Thornton with 9 in the game, first points of the second half, cuts the Galesburg lead to 8. 43-35, Price on the left wing. Up top, Mitchell Sampson works around a McCants screen, now scoops it back behind him. Right down the lane, and a hammer dunk! They did not guard the lane, and Jalen attacked it, and he swatted it down with the right hand.
He probably, he was foaming at the mouth there. He saw that wide open direct drive, and as you said, hammer that ball home there.
Not a big student section tonight, but they loved it. Now a quick three by Dunn off the mark, and Nick Fields comes up with a rebound, but it's poked away. A scramble for the ball. Limestone gets a hand on it and calls timeout. Credit to Alex Rupp, the littlest guy on either team's roster. Fields came down with a rebound and just completely lost track of Rupp behind him. Came in, poked it loose, forced the turnover, and now they get it back.
And Johnny on the spot there, and he identified that ball was there and wasn't protected and got it knocked loose, and they got a timeout so they could keep possession of the basketball.
Trailing by 10, 45-35, 5:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Now, yes, Nick didn't protect the ball. Should have protected the ball better. But I do want to point out, coming off that career-high 18 points Friday night, tonight he's got 6 rebounds. I mean, the kid is just...
He'll do whatever it takes.
Exactly,
he will do whatever it takes, and I've seen that forever with Nick Fields. He's a gamer. He's a winner. He will do whatever it takes to win, and he's got a lot of things that he brings to any kind of team, baseball, basketball, whatever.
Thornton between the circles. Goes left, goes right, gets caught up inside the free throw line. Good defense by Keith Cunningham, sticking right with him, forced him to travel with it.
And that's what caused that there. It frustrated him there. He stayed right in front of him and forced the turnover.
7 turnovers by Limestone coming into this fourth quarter. They already have 3 now in the first 2.5 minutes of the final period.
And we've ratcheted up our defense here, which is outstanding to see.
Trying to add to a 10-point lead. Streak's biggest lead tonight is 10. Here's Cunningham going right to left into the lane, out to Price. Long three way off the mark, but the rebound finds its way to McCants, who's got 8 boards in the game. That three by Price was way off the mark, but McCants keeps it alive. Cunningham cut off in the lane, skips it over left side to McCants on the wing. 5 minutes to play in the game. Jalen steps right. Now Cunningham comes out to take the pass. Goes left baseline, cut off there, pulls up, 18-footer rattles off the rim, and the rebound deflected over to Dunn for the Rockets. So the Streak's lead holds at 10. Limestone's Dunn goes around McCants on the outside and picks up a foul as Jalen just kind of stuck a little hip into him. That's his 2nd of the game. Only the 3rd foul of the game on the Streaks here in the second half with 4:46 to play.
And Jalen's done, for the most part, a good job on a really outstanding offensive player.
Inbound to Taggart, who has it now on the volleyball line, working his way left, now backing up into the midcourt circle, still fading left a little bit. Sampson comes out to guard him. 4.5 minutes to play in the game. 45-35 Streaks. Back to Taggart in the right corner now. Pulls it back up top. Thornton, dribble drive. Leaves it off underneath.
Nice little dish off on that penetration
yep,
there.
Went down the right side of the lane. Drew the defense. Fed it through the lane into the hands of Dunn, who put it in and got fouled. And that's a third of the game on Keith Cunningham. First foul on Keith, by the way, since the first quarter. So he's played a long time without picking up that third one until now.
Yeah, that's just a result of excellent offensive play there. And got caught out of position a little bit. And, you know, tip your hat there to Limestone on the execution.
Dunn finishes off the three-point play. And now a turnover on the inbound. No, Limestone
did
knock it out of bounds.
Ball was out of bounds. And they're in a 1-2-2 after that made free throw.
12 and a half, 15 for the game for Mike Dunn to lead all scorers tonight. Streaks have three players in double figures. They lead by seven with under 4.5 minutes to play and the ball. Fields in the backcourt. Drives around Taggart. Opening in the lane. It's cut off. He skips it over. Sampson, open three from the wing off the front of the rim. Got a good look at it. Limestone with a rebound. Outlet to Thornton. Stepped to the basket. Laid it in.
The long shot. The long rebound there. And they got the run out.
Yeah, good recognition by Zach Otten to come down with that rebound and to take advantage of it. Now McCants right wing three. And a big answer for the Silver Streaks as the lead was getting a little uncomfortable down to five there. Five in the quarter for Jalen. The lead is back to eight. 48-40 Silver Streaks. And McCants with 13 to lead the Streaks here tonight to go along with eight rebounds. They go back door left side. Limestone pulls it back out up top to Rupp. And the 5'4 senior guard backs it up. Tries to feed it through the lane. Deflected away by Sampson. Picked up by Cunningham. Drives the lane. Sidesteps his man and lays it up and in. And the Streaks call a 30-second timeout. Nice job by Keith to anticipate the attempt to draw the charge down the middle of the lane and just sidestep left, and that got him plenty of clearance to put up the shot driving in from the left side.
And an outstanding job to begin the play with getting the turnover, and we've really done a good
that
job with
on
our
Sampson.
Defensive pressure
yep.
And got them to turn it over four times here just a little bit past halfway through the fourth quarter when they only had seven for the entire game. So we've really ratcheted up the defensive pressure and anticipation and lots more energy on the defensive end.
As I've often asked you, you've been in those timeout situations many times. Mike Reynolds calls a timeout here with the lead getting back up to 10 and 3:29 to go in the game. His message there is most
likely, I think,
likely,
it's a reminder that we've got good things going. Let's reinforce here what we're doing. A little bit of a let's go get him here, attaboy kind of thing, and not really a strategic change here. Let's just a reset here in terms of we're doing good things.
So under 3.5 minutes to play, 10-point Galesburg lead, matching their biggest lead of the game, which they've had a few times here tonight. Limestone has not been able to break under the 5-point barrier here through the second half. They've been there a number of times, and now here's another steal. Live ball turnover. McCants, sidestep, Euro step down the lane, up and in with the left hand to avoid the possible travel or the charge. Five turnovers in the quarter for Limestone now, and it's a dozen-point lead for the Streaks. And McCants has seven in the quarter. He's making a bid to be a crunch-time player of the game, which would be the second night in a row if we go that route. Under three to play in the game. Ooh, Thornton lost the handle. Now he does get called for travel.
And their sixth turnover of the period.
Wow. Seven for the game coming into the quarter, so it's almost doubled. Credit
again,
to the Streaks
credit
defense.
Credit Streaks defense here. We've really picked it up here.
And now Cunningham trying to does dribble out of a trap. Goes down the left side of the lane. Collects the ball and a good read defensively by Dunn down the lane. With a block, it goes out of bounds. Streaks hang on to it. Keith's been blocked a number of times. That's the fourth time I can think of that he's attacked the basket and has gotten blocked. But he continues to attack the basket.
Yeah,
and I like that.
And what I'd like to see him there do is get himself a little bit more under control there and be able to give a jump stop and a ball fake and allow the defender to go by there. But again, you can't. That's who Keith is. He's very aggressive, and it pays off for him much more times than not.
Under 2.5 to go in the game. Nick Fields on the left side. Out to Mitchell Sampson along with Price, Cunningham, and McCants. Mitchell dribbles to the left side of the arc, pulls it back out. McCants coming out high for the pass. Nobody out to guard him, so he's just going to dribble. Run some clock here. Dunn giving him plenty of room. Now Jalen dribbling right with 2:05 to go in the game and a 12-point Galesburg lead.
No hurry here.
Jalen crosses over, goes right, goes left, spins in the lane, kicks it out to Price. Eric at the volleyball line backs it up toward half court. Eric sees an opening, gives it away to Cunningham. Streaks have run it down to a minute 50 and still counting here in the fourth quarter and still 40 feet away from the basket. Now Nick gets around a man and leaning on him. Ashton Gray picks up his first foul. Stops the clock with a minute 44 to go. And only the third team foul on Limestone. So if they're thinking they're going to put the streaks at the line here, they better foul a whole bunch in a big hurry here with a minute 44 to go in the game.
And the streaks really took care of the ball there.
Yes. On the inbounds, Fields to McCants in the corner. Here comes the trap. He gets it away. Looked like Nick maybe took a little shot to the face. The officials didn't call it. Ball deflected into the backcourt. Mitchell gets it. And now a quick hand check foul called on Limestone. After all that, that's the foul they called. Second of the game on Ashton Gray. Minute 35 to go, so almost another 20 seconds off the clock.
If you're trying to foul to get to the limit over the limit, then you've got to do it in a hurry here and not let clock run.
Sorry, that was just 9 seconds off the clock. It was a minute 44 prior to that. And now a little reach-around foul called by against Drew Steer as the foul went into the backcourt to Eric Price. And Steer reached around trying to poke it away, his first. And the fifth team foul now on Limestone with a minute 32 to go in the game and a 12-point Galesburg lead. Quinn Anderson inbounds at the scoring table to Cunningham. And he's double-teamed in the backcourt between Gray and Dunn. That'll be the sixth team foul on Limestone. They call that one on Dunn, his third. Well, we talked about Cunningham earlier, and I give Mike Dunn credit. He picked up those two fouls in the first quarter and now has played all this time since then before picking up his third.
And it's difficult to play with fouls there and continue to keep your aggressiveness and not change the way you play.
And now Thornton tries to wrap around
Keith
Cunningham.
They're finally over the limit here.
Yep, that's finally the seventh team foul, but it streaks work it all the way down to a minute 29 to go in the game. Fourth foul in the game on Nathan Thornton, and that'll put Cunningham at the line. 67% on the season coming into tonight, where he's 1 out of 2 at the line, and he's got 13 points for the streaks. One of 3 Galesburg players in double figures, trying to add to a 12-point lead here. First one up and off the mark, so the strategy pays off. And the rebound by Dunn. Quick three at the other end by Taggart. Won't go. Cunningham goes up high for the rebound. Thornton tries to poke it away. Gets the ball away to Eric Price. Spins away from the trap.
Good decision by Eric there.
Into the front court to Jalen. And he thought about dribble driving. Now he pulls it back out. And Taggart has to come out and foul him. I like the way the streaks are handling this. They act like they're going to shoot the ball. And then they realize what's going on. So the message that Mike Reynolds is trying to get through to these guys on clock management, at least for tonight, seems
identify
to be
identify the situation you're in. Their poise here and their decision-making has been outstanding. That's some of the things we've talked about. Taking that next step in a variety of areas, and our guys are doing that there.
McCants knocks down the first free throw, so he earns the second. 8 points in the quarter for Jalen McCants. He leads all scorers now with 16 points in the game. Half of those here in this fourth quarter, minute 12 to play. And the second one is good as well.
Knockdown free throws.
54.
Been very much under control.
40 is the Galesburg lead. With just over a minute to go in the game. Thornton on the outside. Dribbles to the elbow. Pulls it back out. Lost the handle on the dribble. And now Eddie Matthews calls timeout before Limestone turned it over. And I'm guessing they have a better chance of getting a shot off on an inbound here than the way that set
and it
was
looks
running.
Like I think what he's doing here is he's going to finally make wholesale substitutions here. And they have nothing to be ashamed of here tonight. They've played hard. They've executed nicely. They've done a lot of good things here. And, again, they're just a little bit undermanned and are a work in progress. And very impressed with this ball club. I know they're 4-13, but they did a lot of things very, very well in terms of how they played the game tonight.
Well, they've really done everything tonight that we heard about this team coming in. With the way things sounded, teams don't just run away from these guys, and the Silver Streaks haven't exactly run away from a lot of opponents. It's not necessarily their kind of game anyway, but even though it's a 14-point turnover
has really, really made the difference. And up to that point, it was certainly in doubt, so to speak.
And they've made the Silver Streaks earn it here tonight. A 14-point Galesburg lead with now under a minute to go in the game. Rupp on the outside, works around the screen, drives baseline, kicks it out. 3 on the way by Gardner and hits. So they execute that very nicely. The lead is 11 now. Streaks, Quinn Anderson quickly on the inbound to Mitchell Sampson. Into the front court, Keith Cunningham. Up the far sideline in front of the Galesburg bench, picks up his dribble. Reaching in, Gardner. And now Mike Reynolds calls timeout. So Limestone wasn't going to foul. They were going to make Galesburg earn it. So Mike Reynolds has to burn a timeout to avoid the five-second call.
And Keith picked up the ball where he needed to. He wasn't in the coffin corner there, but he had no teammates that cut toward the ball or came toward the ball there, and he was hung out to dry, and Coach Reynolds had another timeout right in front of the bench and called it there to save the turnover on the five-second call.
Now, when we talk about handle it, knowing the situation, running clock, trying to whittle the game away, the Streaks had spread the floor. It becomes a balance. So on the one hand, they're spreading the floor and trying to run clock, and all of a sudden, Keith picks up his dribble over there. Well, now you got to realize you got to get over there and help him out and come out of that set.
Yeah, and it's like in a situation where a quarterback is scrambling, then you break your route and come back to the ball or change direction.
Yep.
Here you've got to do the same thing.
So Coach Reynolds calls the timeout, 36.7 seconds remaining, 11-point Galesburg lead. Endoff back into the game. Price, Sampson, Anderson, and Cunningham for the Silver Streaks. Again, first of six games over the next 8 days for the Silver Streaks. They'll wrap it up with two games a week for tonight, finishing off the King tournament. And a foul, this time they do foul quickly. Justin Endoff gets the pass on the inbound on the far sideline. And the quick reach in by Josh Gardner stops the clock. 2.5 seconds went off the clock, and Endoff will go to the line, shooting 66.6666666666% and knocks down the
first free throw. That's the repeating decimal I remember in math, if I'm correct. You know, Brad, we've had the circus trip.
As an English teacher, I have no idea.
And now we're playing an NBA schedule where we're playing, you know, six games in 8 days.
Endoff misses the second. Mike Dunn hauls down his ninth rebound for Limestone. 12-point Galesburg lead, 25 seconds to go. Little hesitation, dribble drive, and the reverse layup with the left hand by Alex Rupp. And Limestone calls a timeout. They have one remaining with 22.6 seconds remaining. And a 10-point Galesburg lead at 55-45.
Yeah, and they're trying to finish strong, trying to continue to make plays, trying to execute, you know, go to the final gun here, so to speak. And again, we're continuing to try to work on things where we have a lead and take care of the basketball and make good decisions and finish the game on the right note from our perspective. So there, again, is a lot to happen here, even though the game is probably over in terms of a win-loss situation.
And I wanted to ask you about that because coaches, teams get criticized in a situation like this. 22.5 seconds remaining. You're down 10 and you call a timeout. People say, oh, come on. But you're a guy who's been around the game all your life. You've been a coach for a long time. How do you respond to those people who complain that you're calling a timeout here? What's
well,
coach
I,
trying
I think
to do?
When you look back, I'm also the old history teacher, and you've seen situations where people have been able to score in bunches. I certainly remember the Reggie Miller play or the yep. Reggie Miller sequence there against the Knickerbockers in the early 90s. So, again, this game isn't over. It's a four-possession game, but a lot of stuff can happen here in a hurry. So you do play it out to the end here.
Is it likely? No. Is it impossible? No. So you take as many chances as you can.
And it goes against your competitive nature to give in.
Yes. And Limestone forces the ball out of bounds. Streaks fight through the full court press. They get it into the front court, and then Limestone knocks it out of bounds. But the Streaks run 10 seconds off the clock. Now Price with it, and now Limestone will back off. So Price on the dribble. Here comes the trap. He gets it away to Sampson. Streaks just want to run out the final seconds, and they will do so with 4, now down to 1, and that's the ball game. Streaks win it 55-45. Wasn't easy. Limestone battled, but the Silver Streaks get their 11th win of the year. Their next game next Friday at Quincy, weather permitting. Our post-game show from John Field Gym coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Yeah, walk the dog, gamed a little, played a little frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, and I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, where auto insurance rates are changing. Keep your family covered for the best value and quality around. The winter weather advisory is in effect from 9 p.m. tonight until 9 a.m. tomorrow for Knox and Stark counties, and is also in effect from till now until 9 a.m. for Henry and Mercer counties. Cloudy for tonight, patchy freezing rain possible through the overnight hours and a low of 25. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 27 degrees.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it at home here over Limestone 55-45. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you here in our postgame. I was trying to remember back to your three keys to the game. And just trying to assess kind of how we did, because kind of the goals tonight, if I remember right, were to continue to improve in the areas where Mike wanted him to improve. I felt like our defense continued to make strides forward. What were they against?
And I'm saying in a different way, clean up those things that we need to clean up, which we were doing some with our defense, handling the ball, making good decisions. I'm really guard to create turnovers. Well, we created six of them there in the fourth period to get an extended lead. And, to be aggressive in terms of how we did things, play with confidence. And when we did that, like we did in the first period and the fourth period, we can really do good things. When we're tentative, back on our heels, and we sort of watch one another, that's when things are not so good.
Silver Streak sophomores won tonight 79-46. So a doubleheader victory for the Silver Streaks, who now play at Quincy Friday night. We'll take a break here on our post game. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Postgame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg wins at home over Limestone 55-45. Nice to say those words, at home. And Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now. Steve, start us off.
I know that your favorite subject, and nothing else is a close second, is defense. And in the fourth period, we did some things that I think made you feel really good about that. We got them to turn it over six times. We really pressured the ball. Those turned, and they were live ball turnovers. They turned into points on the other end. You got to be pleased there.
Yeah, I thought we played extremely hard and aggressive. You know, the ball didn't fall like we wanted to. You know, they slow the game down. They're trying to keep it close. You know, we didn't have our same moxie maybe turning the ball over with deflections early in the game, but I thought late in the game when we just stuck to half court, we were able to, I don't know, wear them out's the right word, but frustrate them a little bit, make them uncomfortable. You know, Jalen had a run out there. You know, Keith had a couple run outs. And I think the score, you know, could even have been a little more if we'd make a shot once in a while. But I thought we played extremely hard and extremely aggressive for a game that's a little out of everybody's wheelhouse here on a Monday night.
We've talked a lot about game management, just trying to understand the game a little bit better. I thought your kids handled it really, really well in the fourth quarter. Lots of good decisions out there in terms of not taking quick shots. What are your thoughts there?
Well, yeah, I said in the locker room, what was one thing we'd like to have less of in the fourth quarter? And they said three-pointers. Yeah, we don't need to keep shooting threes. And they're open. They're open for a reason because they're hoping you jack them and miss and they can run down and lay it in. But I thought our free throws were better. I know we missed a couple there. We kept subbing Jalen out for free throws, and he's the only one made two. So I guess we'll have to go back to the drawing board for that, but just trying something different. And you know, he's been pretty down and out with the flu, and I thought he had enough energy to get through the game, and he wanted to be here for his teammates, and you know, that showed a lot of toughness for him.
They did a good job. I thought that they did a really good job in what they were trying to do, both on the offensive and defensive end. You know, when we talked, you said it in the pregame show, and I've said it in a different way here. You're trying to get better, clean up different things, improve upon different things. In the offensive half court in the first period, we were really good. In the second quarter, not so good. What do you attribute, and when we say not so good, there wasn't a lot of ball movement. There were shots that were out of rhythm. The shot selection wasn't good. Whereas in the first quarter, there was lots of ball movement, good shot selection, lots of sharing of the ball.
Well, I think you just lose engagement in the game. It's, you know, here's the deal. Watch new age basketball. Less dribbling, more passing. It's not hold it and wait 3 seconds and then shoot it. It's make a decision. You know, in the NBA, less than a half a second. You know, I'm not sure that's realistic for high school guys, but a second? I mean, how long do you have to have the ball before you know if you're going to dribble, pass, or shoot with it? And unless you're letting something develop. But I thought we held the ball a little bit there in the second quarter. Third quarter, we got the ball moving again, got a double-digit lead. You know, they're in the fourth, and we're able to, you know, milk it out.
But sorry, I want to ask you about your interior passing. Again, you know, kind of throw the second quarter out there. Eric had a rifle shot that he found Keith down there, wide open. And, I mean, there were some times when I felt like maybe even our interior passing was a little crisper tonight than maybe we've seen.
Yeah, he had a rifle shot to Jalen at the end of the half, too, and it about broke the wall.
That's right.
Eric's seeing the floor. He's getting better. You know, I think what we all have to realize is – he's still a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say our sophomore team's pretty good. Well, they're darn good if you put him in the game, too. So he's just a sophomore, and he continues to learn like all of our young guys that have been on the varsity. And Jalen's just a junior. They're still learning. I mean, you know, a lot of teams wouldn't even play sophomores and juniors. So we're trying to make them better and continue to push forward. And just proud of our guys. I thought they played extremely hard, you know, under the conditions. And we know we got a tough weekend. You know, the plan is to try to steal one at Quincy, beat Noble, and you never know on Saturday night.
And we've done that before. Danville. We've done that before where we've yep. upset somebody big. And I wanted to concur with what he said about Eric. I thought Eric's this was his best game tonight. Lots of good decision-making, played with a purpose. His skills come out. Certainly his best game. The rest of the week, again, we've got six games. We've had this game. We've got two. How do we go about our business here and preparing for that?
The wrestling program's helped us out by having a readout tomorrow, so our practice will be a little shorter anyways, which is a good thing because, you know, we always say be shorter, and you've been around me long enough, I'll get out there and get...
He gets moving, and that doesn't always work.
And I forget what time...
We have to get it in his ear a little bit.
Well, now Leibach will be over in the corner with his mat, so I'll have to get off, and it'll give our guys a little chance to rest, and hopefully they'll have a big crowd for their readout, and so then we'll practice normal Wednesday, Thursday. We'll have to see, you know, the weather's dicey, you know, coming Friday and Saturday. So we'll see if we're going to play Saturday. We'll come up with an alternate plan, I assume. Hopefully we can get Friday nights in, and then we'll go from there. You know, we're not big on canceling, you know that. But, you know, people are coming from Anoka and Danville. I mean, you have to use some common sense, and we can figure out how to work with that at a later time. But, just wanted to shout out to my mother. She's home in Florida sick with the flu. So, I don't know.
A great lady.
She must have got Jalen sick. She must have got Jalen sick listening
tremendous
to the game
fans,
on Saturday or Friday. I'm blaming her for
great
that.
Great supporters,
so,
without question.
So, they're home listening, and she said she hadn't been out of the house in 3 days. So, hopefully, this brought a little smile to her face. I know it brought one to mine.
I know it did. It was a good start to the week. Good win tonight, Coach.
All right, thanks.
55-45 over Limestone. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll finish up the... scoring here tonight, the rest of the team stats, and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Gelsberg goes to 11-7,
exactly
knocking
right.
off Limestone by 10 here tonight. Take a break. Final thoughts when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Mid-State Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Mid-State, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Heard that Dave's Auto Body spot there during the break. Let's go ahead and give our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game before we run through the final team numbers and individual scoring here, Steve. We had some guys tonight who, you know, again, when you get a good team win, you're going to have guys who, you know, a number of players you can go to. But
yeah,
tonight...
Yeah, you can make the case for a number of people. But tonight, after, you know, a choppy second period, a little choppiness to begin the third period, then a kid steps up, makes some plays, good decisions. It ignites some energy and confidence. That guy tonight would be Eric Price. Well-deserving. I thought he played his best all-around game of the season. So Eric Price is our tonight's Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for this game against Limestone.
He had 7 points in the third quarter, and you liked his overall play in the third quarter when the streaks kind of just kept Limestone at bay, and even toward the end of the third quarter kind of stretched that lead a little bit.
Yeah, he jumped out at me as being the guy on the floor that was making the most difference on the offensive end, the defensive end, and from that point on throughout the entire period, he made a difference, and you know, he's the kind of player that has that. And as Coach Reynolds said, you know, he's still a young player who's got to gain experience and the little subtleties of the game. He's going to get those as he continues to learn and listen and be coachable and make those adjustments and know who he is as he's out there and what he can do and what he can't do. But I thought he was very impressive tonight here, especially in the second half.
Let's go ahead and give you our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And we start off with the team numbers, Mr. Cheeseman.
Yeah, shooting-wise, we were 22 out of 54 for the field for 40%. We were 6 out of 21 three-point field goal shooting percentage-wise at 28%. They were 18 out of 42 for 42%, 4-11 with a three ball for 36%. We again out-rebounded our opponent, a very telling statistic most of the time, 32 to 24. And the turnovers were 13 for them, 6 for us, with 6 of them big ones being in the fourth period after they only had 7 through 3 periods, and those leading to points off those turnovers and really allowing us to extend the lead and win, you know, comfortably, not necessarily super comfortably, but winning the ball game in a comfortable fashion there late.
Free throw shooting, Limestone 5 out of 7, Streaks 5 out of 9. Individual scoring, Mike Dunn led the way for Limestone with 15 points, 9 rebounds. Nathan Thornton, 11 points. And then Josh Gardner, Drew Taggart, each with 6. Drew Steer with 3. Alex Rupp, Zach Otten, each with 2. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants led the way, 17 points, 8 rebounds. Keith Cunningham, a double-double, 13 points, 10 rebounds. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Eric Price, also in double figures with 10 tonight. Then Justin Endoff, 4. Mitchell Sampson, Riley Milan, Quinn Anderson, each with 3. Nick Fields had 2 tonight and 6 rebounds. Streaks 11 and 7 now, and back into the Western Big Six. They'll wrap up the first half swing through the conference play as we head down to Quincy Friday night. This is a gettable one this time. I know.
Absolutely.
I mean, Quincy's always tough at home, don't get me wrong, but they started off 0-5 this year. It's the worst start they've ever had in the history of Quincy High School basketball. They've played better. They won 3 games down at Collinsville. They lost their opener down at Collinsville by 3, or I think it was 3 points to Edwardsville. Then they came back, won their next 3, and took home the consolation championship. They didn't play the game Friday night against UT. I mean, they're going to be ready, don't get me wrong, but this is not, I mean, shoot, Aaron Shute is gone. He was, a kid did everything for Quincy. This is a gettable game Friday
Absolutely.
Night.
Again, a couple things to keep in mind. They played better. They're always very, very tough there, and it'll be the biggest crowd that, for the most part, we see all year. We're the key determiner in this, I think. If we can take these things here from the second half, the decisions we made, playing as a team, playing with confidence and purpose, getting the job done, and continue to work on being consistent with that, the sky's the limit here. We're going to get better and better and better, and we're going to win a lot of ball games. You know, if we continue to struggle with some of that stuff, then it'll be a dogfight.
Look forward to seeing you Friday night,
Carter. Absolutely.
55-45 the final. Streaks win over Limestone here tonight. Sophomores won 79-46. For James Noble at the downtown studios, for my Hall of Fame partner to my right, Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.